Now remember, Bubbles, we said we would stop at your little sister's birthday party for just a few minutes. In and out. Just a few minutes. Got it?
A few hours or whatever. Got it! Hey, everyone! I'm home!
Hey! Hey! Let me through, Bubbles! My precious baby, you made it! Mom!
This is my friend Glacia.
Welcome to the family, Glacia. You're both just in time for a group hug.
Oh, I don't really do hugs.
Group hug, everyone.
Yeah. I can't breathe.
That's how you know it's a good hug.
Oops, there are the muffins. Group hug over.
Where's Puddles?
Oh, you know your little sister. Puddles is probably getting ready for her party. Just wait till you see the cake I made for her. It's super colorful, with sprinkles and candles and all sorts of fun things.
That sounds amazing.
I know! And it's right over here on the table.
What just happened to the lights? I can't see a thing.
Don't worry, dear. Our lights do that sometimes. Completely normal. See? All bright again. But like I said, the cake is right over here. Puddles' birthday cake, it's gone.
But where would it go?
Someone here is guilty of birthday cake thievery.
Bubbles. Where did you suddenly get a magnifying glass?
Listen up, everyone. A crime has been committed, and someone here is responsible.
Bubbles, what are you doing?
I didn't want you to see me like this, Glacia. But a true detective serves when called upon, and I, Detective Bubbles, am a true detective.
Oh, no, you don't, young lady. I need someone to help me with the decorations. The party is going to be starting soon, and there's still so much to do.
I can help with the decorations.
Really? You do that, Glacia? Even if it means you have to stay longer than a few hours?
Minutes? But yeah, your mom needs help. It would be selfish of me to just leave her with so much to do. I can help with the decorations and help serve food while you investigate.
You are such a good friend, Glacia. I know my family will really appreciate your help. Now, where to start? Hey, you! You look suspicious. Stop right there! Let's cut to the chase, shall we? We both know why you're here. You guard the house. You keep us safe. Yet, somehow, the criminals still got in and out without a trace. Explain yourself. I'll ask the questions here, Buster. Did you or did you not witness the taking of Puddles' birthday cake? Interesting.
Bubbles, what are you doing with that flashlight? And why are you and the dog here in this closet?
Buster here is a witness. The real question, though, is, what are you doing here?
Just looking for your mom. I had a question about the ice sculptures.
Mom's missing? The cake thief must have gotten her as well. No!
Whoa, hold on, Bubbles. I'm pretty sure your mom is fine. Last time I saw her, she was carrying something covered with a blanket.
Something covered with a blanket, eh? Something smells fishy, Glacia. And it's coming from the kitchen! Hold it right there!
Bubbles! How's my little detective?
Don't play that nicey-nice game with me. I know Glacia saw you carrying that interesting-looking box over there. What are you hiding, Mom? Or is that even your real name?
That thing over there covered in the blanket? Well, that's just a surprise for your sister. Nothing suspicious.
A likely story. You took the birthday cake, didn't you?
Why in the name of dear dancing unicorns would I steal my own daughter's birthday cake?
You said it yourself earlier. Not only was the cake super colorful, but it had sprinkles and candles, all the things you love. So you took it for yourself.
Now watch your tone, little miss. I didn't steal the cake. I have been prepping food all day.
Then what are you hiding? Under this blanket! A confetti cannon?
Oh, for the love of gumdrops! That was a surprise for Puddles! Now I have to get all the confetti back inside. That's going to take ages!
Whoops.
Time out, young lady. Now!
Yes, ma'am. I don't like time out. Besides, there's still a cake thief out there somewhere. But it's nice to see my room again.
Psst. Bubbles, is the coast clear?
Cake thief! Granny, why are you hiding behind my curtains? Are you the cake thief?
No, I was playing hide and seek.
Oh. Wait a second. You don't like hide and seek.
It's true. I admit it. But your cousins love to play, and I love your cousins. So I told your mom I would watch them while she cooked.
I believe you. For now. But mark my words, Granny. I will sniff out the truth. As soon as Mom lets me out of time out.
That's lovely, Bubbles. Best of luck, dearie.
Wait, Granny! Where do you think you're going?
Out the window! Your rascally cousins will never find me on the roof. Phew. Just one more ice unicorn sculpture and we're all set.
Oh, Glacia. All the decorations look so good. If only I could give you a big hour-long hug.
Please don't.
How about I help you carry some of these plates instead?
Yes, thank you.
This is a lot of food. Did you do all this yourself?
Yepperdoodles, I did. Started as soon as I got home from work yesterday.
You made all this after working all week? Why would you choose to make all this food and decorations for the party when you could be resting and watching TV?
Well, that does sound nice, but that would be selfish. I love my daughter. I want to show her I love and care for her, even if it means putting her needs before my own. I do the same thing for Bubbles, too. Speaking of Bubbles... All right, little Miss Detective, you can leave time out now.
Glacia, Mom, it's so good to see you. I'd almost forgotten what your faces looked like after so long.
You've been in timeout for 20 minutes.
Well, Glacia, thank you for your help. I better go get the rest of the food, and you, Bubbles, need to behave.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, Glacia, I had some time to think while I was in the slammer.
Yeah? Make any progress on the birthday cake?
Not yet, but I suspect our dog Buster might know more than he's letting on. Listen here, Buster. You're keeping secrets from us. I know it, you know it, and Fluffy over here knows it too. So spill the beans!
Bubbles, I don't think the dog is going to help us find the cake thief. Maybe we should just go back inside before the party starts? What was that? Bubbles, I think someone is hiding behind that woodpile.
Maybe it's the cake thief! Come out with your hands up! Stop right there! Glacia, they're running away! Do something!
Take this, cake thief!
Now, cake thief, we'll see who you really are!
Oh, dear!
Ah, Granny! So, you did take the cake?
Of course not, silly goose!
Then why were you running?
We were playing tag, but I didn't know we were playing freeze tag.
Bubble.
I know. Time out.
Now, what did we learn this time, young lady?
We don't freeze family members.
Exactly. Now run along. The party will be starting in just a bit.
Bubbles, what are we going to do? We still haven't found the birthday cake.
You know, I just realized there is only one person we still haven't asked.
Really? Who?
My sister, Puddles. Open up! It's me, Bubbles!
Bubbles! Are you here to color with me?
I would love that! I mean, Puddles, my associate Glacia and I are gonna have to ask you some questions. A crime has been committed, I'm sorry to say. Your birthday cake is gone.
Oh, I know.
We're really so... Wait, you know?
Yeah, I took it.
Why didn't you tell us?
You guys never asked.
The criminal has a point.
But why would you steal your own birthday cake, Puddles?
Because what if I share my birthday cake and there isn't any cake left for me?
Puddles?
Yeah, I guess that was pretty selfish. I could have shown them I love them by sharing and being kind to everyone.
Well, you're gonna have to save it for the judge, Puddles. Or as you call her, Mom. We're taking you in, birthday cake and all.
Good work, Detective Bubbles. You found the cake and saved the birthday party.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Uh-oh, the lights are out again.
A missing present? This sounds like a job for Detective Bubbles!
We're gonna be here a lot longer than a few hours, aren't we?